The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
All right, before I get into what I had planned to talk about, Mark, we were discussing your Blackstone grill, which it sounds like Ethan and I, we all have one. And you were saying how yours rusted after not using it for a few weeks. And when you looked into it, apparently that can happen when you live in, what were they saying, a high humidity climate or something like that?
Thank you. Like between a couple of rivers in the middle of Missouri.
We have listeners who are commenting on our social media pages, which, by the way, you can stream on that. We had somebody from Winnipeg who's joining us now.
Welcome in.
Because it showed up on, I guess it showed up as a recommendation. But I think I've told you before, my brother-in-law's brother, Jeremy, from Iowa, listens to us pretty much every single morning, I think, on a regular
Very
basis.
Nice.
And he actually said, please share this with Kim to share with Mark. Blackstone grill tip, especially if you're not going to use it for a while. Last thing before covering it, coat a thin layer of olive oil on it. Much easier to clean, burn off for the next use. Baby oil also works great on a razor blade. Last thing after a shave or a wash. Metal hates water, moisture, and loves oil. There you go. Do you do
I
that?
No. And here's my thing. You know, I get my Blackstone, put the darn thing together, follow all the instructions about preparing it, seasoning it. I got their own seasoning, which I'm sure is probably the same as anything else you could use. But it says Blackstone on it. I did all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read anywhere on there that after you're done using it, or if you're going to store it for a while, you should put a light coat of grease on. I didn't read that anywhere.
That's what he
Maybe
does.
Maybe I just overlooked
it. He'll take tongs. Michael will take tongs and a paper towel and rub olive oil.
That's a great
on it.
Idea. I just had never. I didn't know I was supposed to do that. So maybe it's my fault.
Anyway, there you go. Just wanted to add that little bit.
I mean, I am a man. I don't like to have to read instructions if I don't have to. But I'm pretty sure I read the instructions on that.
Is this the same as when guys don't like to stop and ask for directions somewhere?
I know where we're going.
I don't need help. Come on, I can figure this out myself.
I don't need it now. I got a phone.
Drives my wife crazy when I'll say she'll put in directions to something in her GPS, and she'll hit send, and she'll be playing it from her side of the car. And I'm like, I need to look at that. Why? Just follow the directions. I'm like, no. I need to look at the map and see which way it's taking us. In my brain, I need to know, because I might disagree with it. She doesn't like when I disagree.
That's the real reason you might disagree with it.
I do that all the time with my wife.
It's funny because we sit here and talk about how many distractions we have behind the wheel, which no doubt we do. Podcasts, and you're listening to music, and people are texting, and heck, people watch movies while they're driving. I was watching some old documentary. I mean, I say old. Let me clarify here. It was from probably the, I don't know, early 2000s. It feels old now.
That's
not
old.
I know. Anyway, there was this woman with, you know, a massive map as she's driving in New York City, and she's trying to navigate. I'm like, that's just as distracting. You just don't think about it that way. That is not safe
either, to be
hoisting up a giant map and trying to track all of that. Whoa, which interstate should I take and which exit am I going
on? I wish my wife was listening right now, but she is still goes to AAA to get a triptych.
Oh, my mom did that for years. She used to print out the MapQuest directions, but she still loved those AAA books. Anytime we were traveling, this is her thing.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
She can't even poor mom. She can't even defend herself.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. She loved remember that. Those, and they used to. If you went in there, they would draw the little yellow line showing you which way to go, and you could just flip it as you kept going. And if you opened it out, folded out, and it showed you things along the way, like gas stations and other things you could stop at along that particular section of the triptych. In my wife's mind, that's still preferable to her over GPS on a map in front of you. I don't know why.
Well, now we have AI. It's funny because my son had. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that you clarify that every time, because people may have forgotten. It's very complicated, okay? And people put everything into AI. I actually don't have ChatGPT, but it's funny. Easton, our son, had a little. It looked like a rash, and my sister put it in ChatGPT. It's like everything you just put in ChatGPT or Grok. Did you hear that the Pentagon has just started using Grok as part of this $200 million contract with Elon Musk's XAI?
No.
So that just happened yesterday, and they're saying that this could be used across the federal government. Now, it's not clear exactly what they'll be using it for, but I know that this XAI, as they call it. It has custom national security tools. There's AI-powered science and health applications. I mean, it has all kinds of things you can do, I guess, that I have that are way over my head. But I just find it really interesting because they've been very clear that they plan to very much use AI. I've had concerns with it. I still have concerns with it. But I know it can be very helpful. And nowadays, we're all trying to save money, right, and budget and pay off debt and, you know, do the whole Dave Ramsey thing. There was a woman who decided to use AI. And can you tell us what AI is in case people forgot already?
Artificial instrument? What is it?
Yes, that's exactly it. And how many letters is it? I forget.
It's two words.
Oh, okay, two words. That's right. Thank you, Kamala Harris and Mark Cox. She decided to use it for something I never would have thought to use it for. Listen to this.
It is day 30 of 30 of my 30-day challenge of every day asking ChatGPT for one task to make money to pay down my $23,000 in credit card debt. I cannot believe we are at the end of this challenge. So today's task was to transfer my remaining balances over to a 0% APR balance transfer to a new credit card, and essentially the debt that I have left over, be able to pay it off, hopefully faster.
She says ChatGPT helped her pay off more than $11,000 in debt in 1 month. Now, some of this was her realizing that she had money that she didn't even realize was in, say, an account or Venmo, or, for example, and I actually checked into this yesterday for myself after looking into this story, people might not realize that our own state has, like, basically a huge lost and found where you can go to unclaimed property, type in your name, and you might have hundreds of dollars just sitting there from years ago that you had no idea
the state treasurer's
even existed.
Office does that. Right.
I didn't have anything, unfortunately. I was really disappointed.
You never know.
There was actually somebody with my name who lived at lived very close to an address where I used to live, and it was, like I said, not me. But anyway, I find this really fascinating because it was giving her. It wasn't just about, oh, go check your Venmo. Oh, go check this account. Oh, do that. Like, for example, this is so random. ChatGPT told her to write her total debt number, which you heard her say was about $23,000. On a watermelon and Sharpie and auction it off on eBay as debt art. The post went viral, reached more than 2 million views. Now, she only sold the watermelon for $51. But hey, $51 for a watermelon that you just wrote something on with a Sharpie?
Just proof that our civilization is doomed.
Well, I judged the person more so who bought the watermelon because what are you going to... I guess you eat it, but it's just stupid. But anyway, point is, heck, I never would have thought, like, oh, let's turn to ChatGPT and see if it can help me do something,
but you still,
like, you know,
haven't,
pay off my debt.
I need you to explain where she came up with the $11,000 in 1 month.
So again, some of it was tasks, like little things that she could do as like a side hustle that were like a day of task, like the dumb watermelon thing. But then the other one was, for example, accounts that she didn't know. And the ChatGPT was telling her, go check this account, go check here, go call this bank, go call so, like all these different things. And
safe to assume this wouldn't work for just anyone.
No, because of course she had some of the money sitting in accounts that she didn't realize. But I'll guarantee you some people listening right now have money sitting in an account and you don't even realize it, or you pay for stupid things like different subscriptions and you started it years ago and you forgot to cancel the trial in time.
Just out of interest.
You could cancel it and save yourself money.
Just out of interest, and I'm sure this will be controversial, but what if we find out that whoever programs this AI, is this Grok specifically? That Citibank is one of the companies that paid to finance this thing.
And
suddenly,
Citibank.
It's recommending that you open a new zero interest credit card where you have zero interest on your balance for 12 months. I mean, that's fair. You always have to find out what somebody's motivation is if they're giving you advice on something like
that. That's true. We always say follow the money.
Are you making any money off of it? Mm-hmm. Is what I want to know.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, I'm if you can eliminate $11,000 in a month without having to go stand on a street corner somewhere, good for you. That's a lot of money to come up with.
I mean, so Grok is specific to X, which, again, I've never used it, but I see people all the time who will post whatever question they ask.
Brock, what does this mean? I see that in like in the answers to posts on X.
Yeah.
Grok, explain what this means. Like, are you too dumb to understand what it means? You just read the post. I don't know.
It
I don't
just
get
adds
that.
Context.
Oh, I don't
know. Or it's I've never used it, but sometimes it's just interesting to see what Grok would tell you.
How
These
about
are very detailed
replace the word
answers.
Grok with brain?
A lot of people don't
brain.
Have a
Explain
functioning brain these days, Mark, and so they have to turn
means.
To artificial intelligence. That's part of the problem. People don't know how to use their brains anymore
Grok,
because we just turn to AI and we use our phones for everything. I mean, think about how many times I use the calculator on my phone. No one's doing math in their head anymore. No one has to remember a phone number anymore. Everything is just at the touch of a button. We just do. It does all the work for us. Ask the average adult how to do, like, show me how you do long division. I used to rock it at long division. I was so proud of myself. I'd do, like, 50 numbers and just
wow.
So proud of myself. And I was like a bragging thing when I was younger. Couldn't even, I had not a clue how to do that anymore. I completely forget. Because why would I need to? I just pull up my phone
That's
or I pull
what YouTube
up
is for.
Artificial intelligence
you?
Or YouTube. People learn how to do work at their home,
I've
like legit projects by watching YouTube.
I have been trying to figure out how to fix my jet ski via YouTube, and it has not helped me yet.
Now, that might
maybe
be
I should
maybe
ask
that's
Grok.
Operator error, Mark.
That,
yeah, ask
that
Grok.
Is. And I still, even though I put out that plea weeks ago, still have not come up with an individual or the name of an individual who can help me fix my jet ski. Other than taking it to one of these really expensive shops where they're going to charge me more than the 23-year-old jet ski is worth in order to get it running again.
Do you have ChatGPT? Because you can download it on your phone, apparently. I bet
it's,
you, as a
it's
challenge,
not going to help
as
me.
As a challenge, just for fun.
My mechanical abilities are too limited. I'm at the point now where I've done everything I can do without pulling the engine out of it, and I don't have the capability
well,
of doing
that. Maybe
so.
ChatGPT would be honest with you and say, Mark, it sounds like a personal
Mark,
problem to us.
Time to take this thing to the junkyard and drop it off, is what it would say to me.
I'd like to see the answer.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.